Subunionist devotees, all you people who for the last how many years now have phoned, have harassed us, have called, have shown support. Tonight is your night to really show the support.
Maybe the people will find out now that all those calls were taped and this thing was scripted, and that's why we're not getting any pledges, because we faked the church membership. Wow. There's only two members.
Don't be so negative, Bob. You're supposed to be positive during fundraising. You're being far too negative.
Oh, well, I didn't know that was negative, but how could I tell? I'm post-parody. I'm post-irony.
Well, you're not really in that fundraising spirit, are you?
I am, so.
No, you're not.
But, like, he's blaming on me.
I don't have the headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's blaming on you.
He hasn't got a pledge yet. I got a couple. It's unbelievable what Mike's doing here. He comes late. Can you believe it?
So you're going to be negative. I'm going to take you off the air. Okay, Church of the Subunionist. That's the end of that installment. J.R. Bob Dobbs is here. We're here. Our phone people are here helping out. We'd like to hear from your support, 340-1435. We heard a sample of the Tate Beatles. We have lots of incentives. How much are those T-shirts again, Phil?
What did you say, $20?
The C. Callen shirts.
No, 40.
Oh, the C. Callen are 40.
$40 for a smashing new fundraising T-shirt. And a sweatshirt is...
$60.
$60. And
you know, Mike, Philly's been showing great community spirit. I've heard her on several shows, the past couple weeks.
And here she is again tonight.
Her past few days, not a couple weeks, but under Bob conditions, 200 years every 12 months. You know, it's a lot of time.
At least
1435.
Yeah.
Well, this is we can't appeal to our Subunionist listeners. I mean, if they're not there, if they're not out tonight,
because they're wusses. I think, Bob, you should start to withhold your knowledge next week and see what happens if they have to quit cold turkey. I mean, they might just get frightened.
Oh, man. Now, you talk about being negative. That's threats. I would never withhold.
No, I don't. I mean, I'm not threatening. Suggesting.
I just want to tell. Here's some new information we can draw on 2 weeks from now. Is that the Japanese word for slack is shibumi? Shibumi. Shibumi.
340-1435. Subgenius bi-weekly show. Show your support tonight. Pledge to see Karen to keep us on the air. Even though we own the station, it would help to receive your money tonight. 340-1435. My name is Michael Dyer. You're listening to the electrified voice of Bob Dyer.
The thing is, I'm a great start as a live delivery.
I wouldn't be seen dead with a living work of art.
But yes, the Orientals, though they are waking up Western values of democracy in a tribal context, they are fully aware of the ecology of media effects.
The West shall shake the East awake while you have the night for the morn.
And you've got to do a little more making. When they start matching with you, you say, no, global theater. Not global.
We now live in a global village.
Or say the medium is the mess age, not message, or mass age, right? Now we've returned to electric acoustic space. Therefore, myth would take over again.
Instinctively understands the present environment, the electric drama. It lives it mythically and in depth. This is the reason for the alienation between generations, because the older training of observation has become quite irrelevant.
And Marshall was the closest to what we're talking about. Have you heard the story about the big-hearted surgeon who, when confronted with patients who couldn't afford a surgery, offered to touch up their x-rays for free?
There's a story.
You've talked with Marshall.
Which illustrates the
conversations are brilliant, exciting, stimulating.
A kind of pun that is not.
Yeah. We did the hippie scene last week.
David Ogilvy, the advertisement.
The story of the Boy Scout who helped a nun across the street.
He tends to begin all his memos with.
And the nun thanked the lad, who replied, "That's all right, madam. Any relative of Batman's a friend of mine."
Well, obviously a joke, right? I'm going to explain the joke. A joke is a percept. Percept is...
You had to be there.
Mythic. That means it includes the causes and effects of an event. A complex process, compresses it into mythic storyline.
The visual pattern of the sculptured costume, starched costume of the nun, bears a certain
340
structural relation to Batman's costume.
340
That's the nature of percept. That's the nature of a joke as percept. But the important thing to explain is the grievance.
340-1435, where else will you hear radio like this? Where else will you hear the electrified voice of Bob Dobbs, the Church of the Subgenius, Marshall McLuhan, all of the electric environment here, bi-weekly.
Now let's break this myth apart.
CKLN, nowhere else will you hear this. You're stunned, aren't you? You're stunned. You're shocked.
I really, that's quite a gift to me, Mike. Very incredible. I have an idea where it come from. I think it was from Colorado via George. I'm not sure. I really appreciate that being broadcast right now. It's a proper way to rant at this point.
Activities, the best.
It's quite a compliment.
So he offers to touch them up.
They delight in spotting
340-1435
puns in the ordinary environment in various materials.
Now, the X-ray is the key symbol here.
340-1435.
Such as stone.
Comes out of the ideogrammic principle. In other words, when you look at an X-ray, invented in 1895, it's a superimposition of images. Images on top of each other and transparent.
That was when Frank Zappa and Jimi Hendrix were actually underground, unknown. Devo was 16 years old like me, and Sid Vicious was still in diapers, and whoever the heck is cool now was just a gleam in his daddy's eye. I know, I'm afraid I don't have any higher hopes for the, quote, new wave or new music, unquote, audience anymore than I did for my hippie compatriots.
340-1435.
Church of the Subgenius radio hour started as a half an hour, stretched to an hour.
Yeah, Mike was recouped.
Began as the Mae Brussels show, which we ran an odd hour of Friday nights, Saturday mornings at 3 o'clock. Bob and I became friends.
Lovers.
Lovers, and then eventually it became the Church of the Subgenius show, and it's grown from there. And
that's an example, Mike. That's from Colorado. That's an editing vibe. Subgeniuses out there.
We should point out that the Subgenius show is in fact syndicated in some of the radio stations in the States.
And on the inner dimensions too. Many of the astral planes and causal planes and mental planes enjoy my show because they know I'm an environment that goes around them. Is that last tape illustrated? I mean, it's an honor to be juxtaposed against that incredible holy office of Marshall McLuhan. And, of course, now we're in the post-apocalyptic era, though there still is germ warfare going on, chemical warfare. But aside from that, the big Goliath is now secret team tiny Goliaths. They are trying to shake hands and work on a human scale now. And, therefore, the only guy to explain that is Marshall McLuhan. How do we get through the needle? How did the camel get through the eye of the needle? That's the question. And Marshall explained it. And I mastered Marshall, plus all of the other relevant secret stuff, and that's why I'm on air, and that's why Mike lets me get away with this, because it is a fact. Bob is a fact. It's unbelievable. And Mike can testify. 340-1435. You can testify.
Mm-hmm.
Make a pledge. The D-cell went. Somebody did pledge $1,000. Can you believe it? And the D-cell. I mean, the mineral. The mineral. The UFO mineral for purifying your local inhabited refrigerated water has gone.
And we are giving away other incentives as well. We've got the beautiful John Doe cassette catalog of tapes available for $15 each. You're asking of the John Doe t-shirts. We've got the Borbet Omegas LP, autographed for $50. We've got just the presence of Bob, which you simply can't put a value on. And again, we're appealing to our Subgenius listeners, our weekly listeners. We would love to hear from you.
No, nothing. She had nothing to say.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
340-1435. We do this once a year only. It would be nice to hear from you. It would be nice to hear your calls and to hear your support, and it's important for us. Otherwise, we'll just evaporate, Bob. We'll be gobbled up.
Yeah, we'll be canceled.
Yeah.
340-1435. Make your pledges. $40 for a t-shirt, $60 for a sweatshirt. And if anybody pledges $40, they can get a copy of Bob Marshall's press conference on AIDS. $40 for a sweatshirt and a 15-minute tape on what was broadcast September 24th by Bob Marshall. Give you the lowdown on AIDS. It's another true fact.
Okay, let's keep things moving along. We only have an hour. I have a guest who's just been picked up at the airport, Philip Perkins, who will be performing tomorrow night at the Music Gallery. It's part of the series 20th Century and How to Leave It. We also have tickets available for any night of that series, especially for tomorrow night for Philip's performance with David Lee and Chris Melosh and Annie Stuchansky. David and Chris will be opening, and then Philip playing with three musicians, Andy, Chris, and David as well. For a donation of, say, $25 for a pair of tickets to the Music Gallery for that night, for tomorrow night, if you can't make it, for the rest of the series as well, 20th Century and How to Leave It, we'll give away the passes. And Bob, before we play a little music, anything else to add?
No, 340-1435.
You're listening to the voice of Bob Dobbs, the voice of Michael Dyer. You're listening to 88.1 FM every year, every day, broadcasting to you hundreds of programs who make this station happen. And enough talk. I'm going to play a little more music now. Most of what I play every week is on cassette, maybe in the form of a local cassette, maybe international cassettes. I've become somewhat obsessed with cassette culture over the last few years, and have a wall of cassettes which exceeds thousands and thousands of tapes now. Hard to keep track of them all. And CKLM provides me with an outlet to play music from around the world, to play cassettes, to introduce artists, musicians, groups, whose only source of expression is through cassette. And the cassette is a medium, a folk art of the 80s and 90s. I truly believe that. Records and CDs are significant, but not everyone has a CD player. Not everyone has a turntable. Cassettes seem to be the most practical form of expression. If you believe in that, if you have some strength and conviction in what I say, and in not only supporting CKLM, but think of your money, your pledge for the next week, any pledge on any show has been also support for independent alternative culture, which must strive to fight, to battle against the larger forces, the larger record companies. You're aware of our boycott against PolyGram. That exists because PolyGram is a major record company that insists on receiving money for their records, and we don't believe in that. It's a principle thing, solely a principle thing. I don't want to go into it, but I think CKLN has supported and launched and helped along the artists, whether it be on a large scale or a small scale, just introducing any artist to have something played on the air, to reach an audience, to have agreement or disagreement, to have that opportunity to diatribe with a programmer, to say, this offends me, this pisses me off, this bothers me, I love this, where can I get this? That's what CKLM's all about. 340-1435. My name is Michael Dyer. This is my sixth year of fundraising. Hard to believe. And every year, it grows, it becomes as important as it is the year before. It never loses its importance and its significance. We'd really like to hear from you tonight, 340-1435. I'm going to play something now from a cassette out of New York. This is the TELUS Audio Cassette Magazine series of tapes. Every couple of months, a new release. This is a cassette dedicated to new popular and folk music of China. And a fascinating series of tapes out of New York, TELUS tapes. I play them a lot, and I know other programmers do as well. Let's hear a little sample of this, and in the meantime, I want to hear those phones ringing. 340-1435.
Thank you.
CKLN FM 88.1 in Toronto, your FM alternative in this city. Fundraising time. My name is Michael Dye. You're listening to my version of fundraising, this show that has been in existence for almost 6 years now at different times, sometimes in the afternoon, a short segment during the all-night show, which we all have to go through some time or another, a 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock session. And for the last, I guess, almost 2 years now, from midnight to 2 o'clock, the first hour of every other week dedicated to the Church of the Subgenius, and I want to thank J.R. Bob Dobson coming it down this week. We've been listening to a short portion of the Talis tape, New Music China, featuring the work of Asian artists living in China and in the U.S., covering styles from more popular dance music to traditional ensemble pieces. And just a sample of some of the cassettes, some of the alternative music you will hear on this station and on my program specifically, which deals almost entirely with cassettes and cassette music. I want to thank a number of people for pledging tonight. They're very generous pledges. You can recognize the Subgenii amongst them. I want to thank Alan Kinna for pledging two pledges, each of 22 each, a significant number in the Church of the Subgenius. Paul Hodge of the Music Gallery, for making a very generous pledge again this year. Thank you, Paul. Wayne Morris, a fellow programmer here, someone who was also performing with Sakin Chest Wound, 20th Century and How to Leave It, part of the series I'm curating at the Music Gallery. And once again, Sean and Edward for donating this year. 340-1435 is the number. We have a whole lot of things to offer as incentives, including this year's CKLN Designer T-shirt and sweatshirt for $40 and $60 pledge, respectively. The infamous John Doe T-shirts. We don't have many printed, but we have some here tonight, and they're available for a $20 pledge as well. Issues of Electronic Cottage magazine, a great cassette and networking magazine, and a number of other incentives. Thank you, Ruth. And do you want these back?
Oh, thank you.
And a number of other things. Just call and ask, and we have people who are receiving the calls who'd like to hear from you. And a personal goal tonight of $400 over 2 hours, a modest goal, but one that would make me really happy tonight. And I would like to welcome from San Francisco, Philip Perkins. Hi, Philip.
Hello.
I'm glad you made it.
Good morning.
As of last night when I was trying to call you and I couldn't get through to you, and I couldn't understand why I couldn't get through to you until much later and I discovered what had happened, we weren't sure you were going to make it for tomorrow's show. But I think even once on the phone, perhaps you'd said to me or I'd said to you, I think it would take an act of God for you not to make it up here for this performance.
And he tried.
It was close. Thanks for coming. Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you.
You have had material here, played at the station. I think the first time I heard of you was your album Drive Time, which was here at the station. Someone, I guess, got it from New Music Distribution on a trip down to New York and started playing it. And I very much enjoyed what I heard, and I've picked up a number of your recordings since. And really wanted you to be a part of this series, 20th Century and How to Leave It. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about what you've done in the past and how what you've done has changed since Drive Time to what you're doing now with the remote series of performances and one that we'll hear tomorrow night at the Music Gallery.
Well, it used to be that I made records only and didn't ever perform live, at least with my own music. And my records were very much like daydreams. They were spun off of reality, but they kind of went off in a direction of their own and used materials, mostly audio materials found in everyday life, a pretty common modus operandi for, you know, 80s tape music composers. And then I would try to find some kind of structure and musicality in that, and that would suggest a piece. So the materials would be very common, and what would differentiate them would be my own intuition. What's changed is that I got interested in trying to do something not unlike that, but try to do it in real time and try to deal with an issue, or what an important issue that I considered, which was simultaneity. And that's how I got interested in trying to do something that could be done as a performance, as we will try to do tomorrow night, and as I have mostly done with this piece as a radio piece. And its material is in great part radio. It's the other stations and communications and government band radios driving electronic music equipment, turning those words into notes and into sort of sonic textures that are then interacted with by a group of live musicians. And we try to make something that is still recognizably this piece, the remotes, but is different in every location because what we pick up out of the air is different and the musicians are different and all. So that's basically the difference, is that now I have this interest in trying to make something that is live, and now the recordings are recordings of live events as opposed to something that you build up on a multi-track deck in the studio.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the piece couldn't, in fact, become a radio piece just because of our limitations with the music gallery, and
right.
We don't have a live feed. We looked into it; it was just
well, and we might have tried something tonight, except that the airlines conspired to make sure that didn't happen.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, it's just I'm really glad you're here and that you did make it. And
yeah, no,
I'm very much looking forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah,
perhaps also while we're here, and we'll play. A sample of a piece you call Catholic Education.
A Catholic Education.
You could talk a little bit about your own experiences with community radio. Maybe just give a little pitch for CKLM.
Well, yeah, I'd be happy to. I've never been to Toronto before, and I've never heard CKLM before. But I, as a musician, I very much believe in community radio. Where I live, the big community station is KPFA, and it's a place very much like this here, and they do a lot of what we're doing right now, which is raising money over the radio and hoping that people call in. And the station feels very much like KPFA, and that's great, because where we live, for someone doing any kind of interesting new music, not just the kind of thing that I do, which is, you know, ambient tape-based, what most people would consider to be noise, but all kinds of interesting jazz and music that is ethnic in that it is other than white record company pop. The outlets over the airwaves, especially if you're doing something that's especially suited to radio or for radio, in my case, are very, very few and far between. And the between that they turn out to be a lot of the time is community stations, because they're the only people who are interested in who have a truly open format, mm-hmm. and will really try to do something that's unusual and maybe challenge listeners' notions of what can be done over the radio. That is the last thing that will ever happen on a commercial radio station.
Yeah, they're the two extremes. They're the antitheses of each other, really, and that one exists solely for commercial ends, strictly. I mean, only commercial ends. And the other is, well...
Well, in a business, you don't take chances like that.
Yeah. It's all market and
charts. Unfortunately, this is an expensive technological sort of medium.
Yeah.
And if I could have my own radio station, I would, but I can't. So I support community radio stations.
Well, let's play a portion, if not all of this. We could play it and maybe just come back and talk over a little
like, sure.
of A Catholic Education. This is something you've done that is Philip Perkins working on his own.
This was recorded about 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Live in the studio.
Is this even remotely close to what...
No, it's very close. It's very much the same setup, warped in one particular direction conceptually, but a good chunk of what you'll be hearing.
Okay. Thank you, Philip. 340-1435, Philip Perkins from San Francisco, who just arrived not hours ago, it seems now. It's been a long hassle at the airport, but he's here and performing tomorrow night at the Music Gallery. The Music Gallery, a great outlet for music in the city, but also CKLM tied into that. This whole series has been possible because of support through CKLM, not financially, but in other programmers playing the music and myself flogging the series and also producing carts which are run regularly. So it's not, again, not a moneyed thing, but it is indirectly when people hear of these programs, hear of the presentations that are coming to Toronto through CKLM and made possible through the support of CKLM. My name is Michael Dyer. I'm here for another hour, actually another 45 minutes. We've already surpassed our goal tonight of $400. We're at $422 as of the last caller. The goal for the station total at present is $73,000, almost $74,000. Maybe that would be a good goal, to reach $74,000 before the end of this, the end of the show at 2 o'clock. So we'd like to hear from you, 340-1435. All the incentives I mentioned before, as far as I know, are still available. And as well, again, if you want to come to any of the series, this weekly series at the Music Gallery, 20th Century and How to Leave It, a $20 pledge will get you a pair of tickets. For tomorrow night, Philip Perkins with David Lee and Chris Melosh. Let's hear a short excerpt from Philip's work.
340-1435.
KLN FM 88.1 in Toronto, Michael Dyer with you, as I am every week, almost every week anyway, unless of course I am working, and that happens periodically. It happened a couple of weeks ago and I came in 5 minutes late, but I make it every week otherwise, and I believe very much in CKLN. I don't want to go on too much about it, but it's something I wouldn't be doing if I didn't believe in it, and if I didn't enjoy doing it. I think once I stop enjoying it, I will stop doing it, and I know that we have thousands of listeners who support us and who believe in what we're doing as well. Different people listen to different CKLN for different reasons. There are very few programmers who appeal to everyone. Last night there's the hardcore show. We play African music. We play music from South Africa. We play music from Ireland. We play strictly cassette music. We have shows that deal with extreme or industrial music, and it's not going to appeal to everyone, but it will appeal to listeners as individuals, and the individuals we're trying to reach tonight. We're listening to the music of Philip Perkins in the background. Philip, who's performing tomorrow night at the Music Gallery as part of the series 20th Century and How to Leave It, and again a series which couldn't be possible really without the support of CKLN, which he is non-profit, which he is non-commercial, which does not receive any government money whatsoever. And your donations pay our operating costs. They don't pay anything towards the programmers. We're all volunteers. And we all do it because, generally speaking, I think we all have great conviction in what we do. We all have something to say. And I'm the first person to admit that what I do is perhaps a tad egotistical. I have an opinion, and I have music that I like to play, that I like to listen to, that I'm thrusting upon you. And if you don't like it, well, it's something that can't be fixed or changed. You just change the station, or you turn it off for a little while, you turn it on again. But I know there are listeners out there who support it and listen. Hundreds of programmers.
Well, no, it's just that you can... The beauty of it is that you can do that.
The diversity.
And then you publish this program guide, so you know that if you don't like what's going on, that you can come back a little later and something completely different will be going on, as opposed to a commercial station where if you don't like it, you're sure that if you turn in any other time later, it will be exactly the same.
Exactly. And that's something we strive to avoid here. We are diverse. We are almost, I guess, schizophrenic in a way. The range of the music that you'll hear in any given day. Multiphrenic. The range from 20th century classical to blues to jazz, and we're very proud of what we do here. 340-1435, well, we have surpassed that goal of $400. I'm really happy about that, and we still have 35 minutes to go. So I don't know, should we set another goal? Maybe we should, maybe $600, and I would be especially happy. Philip, your label, Fun Music, how long has it been around and in existence?
It's just about exactly 10 years, almost to the month.
I suppose Fun Music really relies on community and college stations. I don't imagine you'd have a lot of airplay on.
No.
So you could
not that I know of.
Not only as an artist yourself, but as an artist whose own label.
Right. No, our label is... We pretty much put the label together, myself, Scott Fraser, Blue Jean Tyranny, and David Acker, to...
340-1435.
Be able to put our music on the air on... Because we found that there were radio stations willing to play things, but a lot of them had trouble with cassettes on the air. They're hard to queue up, especially in the so something that's in the middle of a cassette, and just because it seemed to be easier for other outside people to deal with if there was some central entity and a catalog and something that described things and it made us look legit, and it seemed like a very sort of fun and interesting idea about 10 years ago. Now it seems a little bit more like a lot of some clerical work. But it is sort of our outlet.
You don't just, of course, carry Philip Perkins. You carry other artists as well.
Right, the other three guys.
And perhaps later we'll play something from the Scott Fraser cassette you brought in. Is it just the four of you then?
Yeah, it's been just the four of us, although there's some talk about us sort of confederating with a new label called Artifact Records, which is the hub and Tim Perkins and John Bischoff and a few other people, the roughly associated with Ubu Inc. in San Francisco. Mostly much more electronic music than what we do, computer-generated, computer-controlled, but generally done in real time. Pretty interesting stuff, I think. So now that what's happened is that mailing is so expensive and things like that, that if we can sort of combine our catalogs, we would probably be able to reach more people because we could afford to print more of them and mail more of them, which is actually more expensive than printing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to keep moving on. I'm going to play the rest of this. I think this sounds really nice. And very much look forward to tomorrow night at the Music Gallery with Chris Melosh and David Lee. And the showtime is 8 o'clock. The Canadian debut of Philip Perkins at the Music Gallery. Thank you for coming down tonight, Phil.
Thank you.
401435 is the number. My name is Michael Dyer. Urging your support tonight, urging your support for the rest of the week as well, and supporting what we do here every week, each individual programmer combining to make it a whole. We're listening to the music of Philip Perkins in the background, a cassette from Philip, a cassette that was produced only a few days ago, which we're able to play here on the radio tonight, live in the studio from San Francisco, and pre-quake music. We have lots of incentives as well. We have the John Doe t-shirts available for a pledge of $20. Copies of Electronic Cottage, the magazine dedicated to cassette culture, full of reviews and addresses and contacts. Issue 1 and Issue 2 still available for pledges of $10 each. The John Doe catalog is available, cassettes only. Tapes by Darren Copeland, Dust That Collects, Patience Worth, Violence in the Sacred, the compilation cassette of You From Somewhere, featuring a series of Toronto artists and musicians, electroacoustic, improvised music, and industrial music. Pure and Painless Pleasures, a compilation cassette dedicated to improvisation, featuring the music of, amongst others, Nicholas Collins, Eugene Chadburn, Quad Digs Never Perish, and many, many others, as well as Dog, As, and Master. Your pledges are welcome. We are listening to Philip Perkins. You're listening to CKLN 88.1 in Toronto, 340-1435. My name is Michael Dyer, on the air for another half hour, surpassing our goal already of $400, so updating that goal to $500, maybe even $600, let's be optimistic. Please call now, 340-1435.
It's a delicate snow crab to dip, drip, and savor.
Long hair and a short mini skirt.
What's going on? Who else?
Talking about Life Goes On.
It was warm and witty, touching.
Days.
What? I'm gonna give Carrie a look.
Oklahoma, Coco.
Philip Perkins, who was my guest tonight in the studio from San Francisco, performing tomorrow night at the Music Gallery in his series of remote performances. This, of course, Toronto Remote. We've been listening to A Catholic Education. And I hope that's an incentive for you to come up tomorrow night and see Philip perform with David Lee and Chris Milosh, as well as Andy Stachanski, tomorrow night at the Music Gallery. For a pledge of $20, we'll give you a pair of tickets to come up to the Music Gallery as well. And not just a chance to see Philip Perkins, but a chance to keep supporting, to keep us on the air, to give community radio another chance. I want to keep things moving along. I want to play more music, but I also have to talk, and I have to tell you that we're at $445, $73,848 in total for the fundraising since we began. When we began on Friday, we go until Sunday at midnight, and then it's all over. It seems like a long time, but it's not. There's a lot of fundraising going on this time of year at other community stations, on television as well. It's unavoidable. It's just, I guess, the time of the year. But we do it once a year. We ask for support, and I personally reach out and ask for your support. I know I get a lot of calls every week about things that I'm playing, where it can be bought, where it can be